Good morning. How are you this morning? Are you fine? Good, good, good. We were just listening to some stories from the Bible, and one of them is about Moses and the Pharaoh. Do you remember who Moses and the Pharaoh were? Moses was a baby that was born. He was an Israelite that was born in Egypt. And as a baby, somebody found him and raised him as an Egyptian. But God had plans for him. The Israelites were in Egypt for a very, very, very long time, and they did very, very well. And then the Pharaoh decided that they might take over, so that he made them slaves. Do you know what a slave is? What's this? A slave is somebody who works very, very hard but doesn't get any pay. Okay. So Moses went away from Egypt. When he came back, God had told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go. Let the Israelites leave Egypt." And did you go to VBS? I was in California and did VBS out there. And we learned that Moses went to the Pharaoh several times, and that God had told him, lots of plagues. Do you remember any of the plagues? And there were locusts. And he turned the river to red. Well, finally the Pharaoh said, "Hey, get out of here, take your people and leave." So Moses was leaving, which would be like, do you know what the baptismal font is? Over there? It's very, very close, isn't it? We can see it. But God didn't have Moses take the people directly to the Red Sea. Let's go for a walk, okay? He took them all around and around and around. And the Red Sea's way over there. We're going the wrong way. Why are we going this way, huh? And they went and went and traveled and traveled and traveled, and they still are saying, "We're going the wrong way. Why are we following Moses? I want to go to the Red Sea." And they're traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling. And God had a plan for this, because he didn't want the Israelites to get caught by the Egyptian army. So they went around and around and around, and they traveled and traveled and traveled and traveled, and they finally got to the Red Sea. So they finally got over here to the Red Sea. Okay? So they traveled a long way and were going, why are we following this man all over the place to get to the Red Sea? And they get to the Red Sea and they see the army behind them. Do you see the army behind us? Okay? Let's go sit back down. So God knew that the people would be afraid and want to go back to be slaves. He didn't want them to be lazy when the Egyptian army caught them. So what he did is he put it so that the Israelites couldn't see the Egyptians anymore. And he told Moses, "Open up the sea." And I've got some pictures here of that. So this is Moses leaving the Israelites out of Egypt. There are lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people, more than you probably can even count. And this is the Egyptian army following them. And now the Israelites are afraid. So God said to Moses, "Lift up your arms and I will part the sea." And look, they're walking on dry land with the sea of water by them. So all these people, even though God had them go all the way around the long way to get to the Red Sea, and when they got to the Red Sea, they were afraid too. And God used Moses to teach them to follow God and Moses and listen to us, and he will take care of us. And once they got everybody on the other side of the Red Sea, do you know what happened? I don't know what happened. The water closed. And all the soldiers that were chasing them were caught in the Red Sea. Okay? So we have a prayer today. And you can help me? Okay, let's fold our hands. Dear God, help me to always depend on you and listen to you. Thank you for leading us in our lives as Christians, even when we may not know your plans. Amen. Okay.